Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles. So I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Hope everyone had a nice and relaxing Thanksgiving as well. We'll go ahead and get started here with the performance from Wednesday here since we were closed yesterday. It was a mostly positive day across the board, seeing Russell 2000 and Dow Jones lead the way towards the upside. S&P 500 towards the middle of the pack, nearly up 0.5% or so, and only a couple of names landing in negative territory, that being emerging markets representative, EEM, as well as some commodities, gold and crude oil. Speaking of crude here, we did see chart action for the commodity on Wednesday. It reversed back down into a column of O's, now seen on a pair of consecutive sell signals, also firmly in a negative trend. So keep an eye on this chart. We've seen commodities and energy-focused equities rally up in our rankings on the back of this rally here we saw earlier this year. We're now backed off those pretty mightily, so continue to watch how those two our rankings as well as crude oil continue to interact as we close into or as we move into 2024. Moving over into TLT, this one still does have a sub 1.0 fund score, but as with a lot of these other fixed income representatives, they've got pretty interesting technical pictures here, now seen well off of lows for the year and on four consecutive buy signals as we've rallied up to our negative trend line. So again, nothing has quite happened yet. We're not going to move or increase exposure to the fund just quite yet, but keep an eye out, maybe set a price alert here using this alarm clock button to be notified if we do see any trend breaks for TLT. Moving over into the technical action that hasn't quite happened yet, but I do still think it is worth mentioning to you here. We are within 1% of a reversal up on the multiple buy signal for stocks on the housed on the NYSE here. So keep an eye. This is a intermediate to long-term indicator saying, hey, how many of these stocks or what percent of these stocks are on multiple buy signals? So acting as a bit of confirmation from one buy signal to the next. Haven't seen a reading above 30% of those stocks really for the better part of 2 years now at this point. And just to put us in perspective, we haven't seen a reading above 50% in at least over a decade. So keep that in mind. If we get a reversal back up, we're probably not going to be challenging 50%, but it'd be nice to get up in the realm of one out of every three stocks is on a multiple point and figure buy signals, that is. As today is Black Friday, and also yesterday was Thanksgiving, Macy's Day Parade is my family's favorite, not mine, but to each their own. Point being, Macy's here is a 2-for-5, so not technically actionable here, is on a buy signal, but firmly in a negative trend at this point. I think this one is a really good sell on rally candidate, as we are technically unacceptable. We're towards the top of the trading band, probably going to get a pullback as we are technically weak. So I think if you're holding Macy's, now's the time to sell here with all the publicity around the Macy's Day Parade and all. But point being, we're not going to be initiating any new positions either. Moving over into Walmart here, just wrapping up with some Black Friday names as you head out and do your shopping today. Walmart did fall on the back of earnings, but nonetheless, still a 5-for-5, really only fell enough to bring it within earshot or striking distance of its bullish support line, which it's traveled along pretty nicely over the course of 2023 so far. So Walmart is still a candidate for exposure if you are looking for a retailing name to move into here. Keep an eye out on 152, really 150, a breach of that would move us back into a negative trend. Moving over into possibly the yang to Walmart's yang, we're looking at Target. TGT is a 0-for-5. This one had an opposite reaction to earnings, of course, with a big pop. I think this is another sell on rally candidate if you do have Target here, as we've backed off slightly the top of the trading band. Point being, we don't have any real support until that lows for the year at 106, really 104 level. So take this as an opportunity to move out of Target rather than initiate new positions in it. We'll go ahead and wrap up here with Amazon. Of course, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Amazon is a 4-for-5, ranks in the top quartile of that internet sector matrix as well, and is sitting on the verge of posting new 2023 highs and a second consecutive buy signal on its default chart at 148. So I think this is a nice time now, have localized support at 140 for Amazon. So you've got a little bit to look forward to at that point. and technically strong as well. So Amazon is a decent contender. Well, that'll do it here. I hope everyone has a nice abbreviated half day, and we will chat again on Monday.